This is the ABC from 3AR Melbourne.
The ABC presents Radio Housewives of Western Australia.
I love my fast jet. I love my fast husband.
Not those kind of housewives.
You're supposed to take the washing out of the machines first, Bev. Even so.
Call this a happy family. Why do we have to have all these kids?
Everybody, just pretend to be normal, okay? Like everything's normal here.
I wonder what Uncle Ed will say.
I'm Susan Mousart, and this is Radio Housewives of Western Australia, an ear-to-the-ground report on how families really live today. Today's episode, The Golden Girls of Carramar. Four feisty 60-somethings in a share house. Cue the laugh track. I mean, seriously, it does sound like a situation comedy, right?
We were all so lonely, and then by a miracle, we found each other.
Actually, it was a situation comedy. Golden Girls. Remember that?
It's not fair, you know. Our families are gone, and we're alone. And there are too many years left, and I don't know what to do. Get a poodle.
If you're old enough to remember Golden Girls, you may be a baby boomer yourself. Just like Marion Bird and her housemates Liz, Colleen, and Lois, who all bought a house together in one of Perth's outer suburbs about 18 months ago. Yeah, they live there together. It's a share house. They call themselves the Golden Girls of Carramar, and in their own way, they're helping to rewrite the script for senior family living in Australia today.
It was one of those things that we joked about years ago when we were nursing about, you know, we should set up our own nursing home and look after each other. And sheer coincidence, all four of us, no partners, kids have all left, and we're all hanging round in houses, rattling round.
It took us a while to sort things out. I think the first 6 months was difficult. Four women in one kitchen.
And four strong persons.
And,
yes.
Yes.
But we yeah. Made a little deal.
We do. It's like getting married.
You think... I'm going to make this work because this is a really win-win-win-win situation for everybody. And we can have a lovely lifestyle and help each other and support each other.
I mean, Loie does the insurance and I do the telephone and you do the
electricity and the gas.
And the gas.
I do nothing.
So really, your friends have become your family.
The truth is that these Golden Girls are a part of something much larger than a household. They're pioneers in a worldwide trend experts have begun to call the co-housing movement. But how rude of me to get all sociological before we've even had a chance to meet our hosts. They are the best of friends, and they are strikingly different personalities. There's Marion, observant and self-contained.
We've lived for a long time on our own and made our own decisions, and then suddenly it's like, oh, actually, I need to give that away.
Liz, the group connector and spokeswoman. It's not for nothing they call her Queen Elizabeth.
And there's a lounge there, which we haven't really done anything with, but I'm thinking it might make it as a kids' room or something.
There's Colleen, self-deprecating and so down to earth. She's like a human gravitational pull.
Yes, hello.
And cheeky Lois, effervescent and slyly hilarious.
Because I was well brought up and I've got good manners.
And needless to say, they all have much in common. Age, of course. They're all in their 60s. Profession, they're all nurses. Migration status, they all came to Perth from overseas. Pet ownership.
Did you all have a dog? Did you all have a dog?
Yes.
Humor. They've got tons of it. And values. Probably most important of all when it comes to making a go of this thing called co-housing. We'll hear more about that in a bit. So how did I find them? Well, Marion had heard something about Radio Housewives on the radio, appropriately, and invited me up to their home in Carramar in Perth's northern suburbs to check out their unique household for myself over a sushi lunch. I got all my sisters Trust me, I needed no prompting. A household of sisters doing it for themselves? That's something my own girlfriends and I have fantasized about for years. Having the freedom to live with the people who make you feel good about yourself, who make you laugh, who make their bids. And we fly just like birds of a feather. What I could see of the house from the drive was unprepossessing. That's a nice way of saying it looked low-roofed and maybe just a little bit pokey. Right. And I could hear the blare of traffic from the nearby Mitchell Freeway.
Hello?
There seemed to be two separate dwellings with two different security doors at the one address. I hesitated before them like a character in a fairy tale, unsure of which one to choose. I would later learn it wasn't a case of either or, but both and. And that turned out to be something of a metaphor for the household. Well, come with me on a little tour of the place and you'll see for yourself.
Yeah, come and show me.
It's basically a four-bedroom house.
So this is a main house.
Right.
And then
there's a flat.
Oh, there's the flat as well.
So basically, this is the main area. That's Marion's bedroom. And there's a lounge there. And then there's three bedrooms here and a bathroom and toilet and all
big.
This storage
it's
here.
Deceptively, you know, from
it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, so we came in and we went,
This is it.
This is the setup we want.
Pokey? I don't think so. It is massive. There are six bedrooms in all. That includes a double bedroom for each of the housemates, plus a craft room and a guest bedroom. And there are four bathrooms, multiple living areas.
Wait, are there two kitchens? Am I seeing things?
Ooh, you've got nice big appliances.
Well, that's one that I've had that for years and years on the farm, and it's great for doing sheets and towels and stuff, and then little front loaders, Marion's.
So you have two good-sized fridges.
Yes.
Is there any rhyme or reason to where you would, like, put the milk, or...?
Oh, I tend to put the milk in.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got one milk
here
and one milk next door.
Let's have a look.
This is the booze fridge.
And it's all on one level.
Yes. This is like a trick house, honestly.
It is a trick house. It is a total trick house.
Seriously, this place, it's spacious enough to be its own resort community.
The best exotic marigold hotel for the elderly and beautiful.
When Liz tells me it took 18 months of searching to find what they were looking for, well, frankly, I'm only surprised that it existed at all.
We needed space, we needed areas that we could get away from each other, but areas we can share. Yeah. And plenty of storage. So by chance, I was online, saw this, and thought, right, first time open, and we're all four of us were available.
And we did.
And we just said this, we have to put in an offer.
No. The farm had sold, and so we were able to say, right, we'll pay.
The farm had sold? What farm?
Well, Colleen and I had a farm up near Northam.
Oh, I see.
For about 20 years. And so that was...
As for the friendship history among the housemates, well, it's a bit like the layout of the house itself. Long and interconnected in complicated ways.
And, I mean, we've all known each other for so many years, so, yeah.
How many years?
Well,
Liz and I've known Liz since I was
about 17 or
18.
We met when we were student nurses.
Yes.
And then Colleen, who's from New Zealand, I met doing midwifery in Glasgow.
We go back a long way.
Boy, awesome.
Yeah. I only met them in Northam 27 years ago.
You're the new kid on the
block. Yeah.
And how did you hatch this plan? Did it just...
It sort of morphed, really.
Colleen and I were on the farm, and we'd been there for 20 years, and then her back went, and I had breast cancer, and so I was unable to care for the animals anymore.
So necessity was very much the mother of this invention, just as it had been when they were nursing students together all those years ago. Then, clubbing their resources together just made sense. Now, well, it still makes sense.
I was in the rental trap. Yep. And it's like, get out of that. And it was one way of doing it. And again, you know, living alone and struggling on, you know, the day-to-day bills and trying to do it on yourself, whereas collectively we could achieve something big.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We'd never have been able to afford a house this size or the swimming pool.
or the little luxuries, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I just noticed the swimming pool.
Oh, come here,
yeah,
come
show
here.
Me, come here.
Have a look.
The backyard is generous. I make a beeline to the veggie garden.
Capsicum, more tomatoes, lettuce.
Yeah.
Did have some cucumbers, but something ate them.
And the immaculate in-ground pool, surrounded by a clever plexiglass barrier, is big enough to hold a whole fleet of grandchildren.
None of us were really in a fit state to be in a bikini down this beach that we wanted a pool.
It's a long way from their student nursing days, stacked into a flat in Glasgow.
So how is this different?
Better economy.
We have money. And we don't need to label our yogurt columns. No. Yeah.
But the girls are matter-of-fact about how their needs have changed and will continue to. I think that's a nurse thing.
And the reality down the track is, I mean, somebody's going to die someday. So, once there's only one or two of us, we could potentially live in this flat and rent the house out.
True.
For the present, the arrangement seems remarkably amicable.
Are you just, like, pretending that it's all working so amazingly well, or is it actually all working so amazingly
well? It actually does work
yeah.
well.
Oh, yeah.
We don't agree with something, and we...
Bloody Marion. Bloody Queen Elizabeth. That bloody Lois. Colleen's such a bitch.
There are a few hot-button issues.
Dogs. What to feed the dogs?
How to direct the dogs?
Lois would feed the dogs what she's eating. Marion believes in crunchies only.
And I think, but it's like eating toast every day for every meal. And wouldn't you want your dog to enjoy their meals? And she thinks, they'll eat what you give them. They're dogs, Lois. I said, no, they're dogs. So we could go on about it forever. Yeah, we've compromised.
We have compromised.
So what is the compromise?
Both.
And levels of kind of tidiness.
It has to be confined to your space. Yeah. But I mean, sometimes I come out in the morning and we've been on the bottle. And there are glasses and bottles and wine spilled on the floor.
It's not a lie.
She comes in the morning and she'll go, Lois. And there's a red wine stain, and I don't actually drink red wine usually, so I've obviously got desperate.
And
I pinched some of her red wine and spilt it.
Colleen's the untidy
one. I'm the untidy one, and no, it works quite
She does well. Try and keep it confined to her bedroom.
See, my argument is, this is really big. Is when we've had the meal, if you want me to do the bloody dishes, I do them then. The problem is they're watching telly.
Is that always your job?
No. To whoever job it is, if they get in the kitchen, they're told to shut up by Liz because she's watching telly. So she's trained us all not
Hence
to do the dishes.
The name, Queen Elizabeth, who sits in her throne in the corner.
Actually, TV-wise, we're much the same. We do like having murder. So TV's not too much of a problem. Music is.
Tell me about this.
Marion and I have a reasonably similar music taste.
Oh, easy music, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose easy listening, 60s, 70s, what we used to.
Sing a song, sing out loud, sing out
Lois, I can't stand half the stuff she listens to.
Sing of good things, not bad.
And I like classical music. Mm. Whereas Lois, because she's had a daughter and she's come up through, she's listening to a lot of modern stuff. And morbid stuff as far as I think it's terrible. I like music to be cheerful and,
Married now.
Okay, musical differences aside, I think you can hear that this unorthodox household has really been a huge success. But is it just a one-off, or is this kind of an arrangement a thing? Actually, it's a thing. At present, group households make up only 4.1% of the national total. And yeah, probably the vast majority of those are skewing way younger than this group. The classic 20-something share house. But senior co-housing, as group households for the over 55 set are now being called, well, that's a bona fide movement in the UK, Europe, the US, and sightings here in Australia, they're on the rise too.
Hello, Fenella Kernabone, joining you today here on By Design.
Near Taree on the New South Wales mid-north coast, we've found three couples who custom-built a home for all six of them to live through their retirement.
Some co-housing arrangements are the result of formal planning. Denmark has led the way here, you won't be surprised to learn.
We didn't want to spend our old days like our parents.
But even in these cases, it's residents rather than developers who drive the design and planning process. And it's not just about sharing housing, you know, accommodation. It's about really living together, taking responsibility for things like maintenance and laundry and meals, just like Marion and the girls are doing. In the US, one observer has written, co-housing tries very intentionally to turn the tide of isolation that has had Americans camped out in ever more ginormous caves. But it's baby boomer women, women just like Marion, Liz, Colleen, and Lois, who are at the leading edge of this movement. Partly that's because women typically live longer than men and are less likely to remarry. But fundamentally, say observers, it's a matter of the special bonds that women share. Retirement communes, as such arrangements are also sometimes known, they reflect boomers' comfort with interdependence. Of course, that comfort may be driven by necessity. Some one in four boomers are childless, and one-third are projected to face old age as singles. Whatever the forces, it seems that aging in community, rather than trying to go it alone, is set to make the boomers' experience of old age different from anything that came before. Okay, but what about the nuts and bolts of the arrangement? Well, they purchased the house as tenants in common, which in their case means that they each own an equal share of the property. Three were able to purchase their shares outright for cash. The fourth holds a small mortgage. So finance wasn't really an issue. Insurers, on the other hand, were initially bamboozled by the arrangement.
Yeah, and these are, you know, some of the big companies.
Yeah, and the Department of Land Management still is.
We just got a bill in yesterday for from land tax because the government don't recognise. They're thinking that this is not a residence, so I'll have to bring them up tomorrow.
There have been other unanticipated frustrations too.
Yeah. And things like the power and the phone and stuff, they'll only accept one person. And so, you know, you're trying to ring up and complain about the electricity bill or something. It's got to be Marion because it's in Marion's name.
Negative reactions from family were another concern. Marion's daughter really struggled with it.
You know, it was a change for her that she wasn't necessarily part of. It was a decision that I made. And as I said to her, look, this is for me. Mm. You know, you put your life on hold for your kids. Mm. And this is actually for me. And she was okay with that. And in fact, she's actually gained. She's gained three other
mothers.
Women.
Yeah,
other
mothers.
And what about the twin speed bumps that can rip the transmission out of any relationship? Household expenses and food.
We've got a kitty.
So we put so much money into our bank account, which is for the electricity,
the utilities.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we put money into a kitty.
Cash.
And
that we use for food.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just like we did 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And whoever's
cooks. Yeah.
As for the division of labour, well, really, mostly everybody's just relieved they can divide the labour, unlike living solo.
And that's what I found when I was by myself. It was like, oh my goodness, nobody else to do it. No one else to share the
day-to-day activities.
Yeah.
The shopping. Absolutely. Thinking about what to have for dinner. And
yes.
Everything's, you've got to do it all.
Yes.
And then when you have your days off, because you're on your own, you have to do everything. And you don't have days off. So it's really great. I love coming home and...
The house is tidy cleaner.
And the dinner's cooking.
A cleaner comes in fortnightly.
And she does the basically vacuuming, washing all the floors, and does all the toilets and bathrooms and showers.
Yeah.
So do you have a system for maintaining the house in between those big cleans?
We're responsible for our own areas.
Yeah.
If it needs doing, you do it.
Mm-hmm. How many toilets do you have?
Four
toilets.
You do.
Three bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. So you each have your own toilet?
Yeah.
Just about, yeah.
So they don't get really dirty.
And we have no seats left up because these girls weren't trained by their husbands or their partners. So I've fallen into a bog for years.
Common courtesy counts for a lot. Drinking wine, preferably in quantity, preferably your own stash, that helps too.
When it comes to booze, if you drink all the booze, people get upset. We haven't mentioned the booze issue. This is another issue that we have because Marion's not really a drinker and we're all...
We like to drink.
We will sit and drink three or four bottles of wine and fall asleep in our chairs, stagger off to bed. Marion doesn't like living with three alcoholics. So that really, it can be an issue because Marion worries about us and worries that she'll fall into the same trap.
Oh, I won't fall into the same
trap. And every now and again, we try and go on... Well, we do go on the wagon sometimes.
Well, I usually Dry July.
We had Dry July.
My oath. How much did we make?
$400. But we all drink each other's. I mean, Marion went and bought six bottles of wine a while ago, and I drank them all. I did replace them.
But we're not aggressive. They're not aggressive. They're very... docile, happy. Liz very, very quiet. Liz just sits away, and then you think, oh, you look a little bit merrier, and she gets up and goes to bed.
But before that, you know she's drunk when she starts to speak French. Just say, je ne comprends pas.
In case you're thinking that, you know, living with your girlfriends is all beer and Skittles, or white wine and sushi, as the case may be, you're forgetting the crafting.
Yeah. Wow, so this is a whole cupboard full of...
Yeah. Oh. Another one.
You can see it's in various stages of
processing. Oh, that's for when you've put your when you've washed your wool, you hang it on there, and then you use this to roll it into a ball.
Which is it's a proper spinning wheel.
Yeah, yeah. And then the little upright one.
Are these made out of wool that you have spun?
This one is.
The coziness of this shared life, well, it's more than just a warm feeling. Compared to living alone, it's safer. Lois experienced a home invasion when she was living on her own.
I woke up and he was in my bedroom shining a torch in my face.
Shining a torch in your face?
Yes.
That's not something she worries about anymore.
Instead of coming home all by myself with just the cat and the dog to say hello, dark house.
Yeah. Cold, dark house.
Yeah. It really is. You know, you know that you can go away for a week or a weekend and that your animals will be looked after. The house will be looked after.
Money is less of a worry now, too, thanks to shared expenses and economies of scale. Colleen is the only housemate who's actually retired right now and living on the pension.
I'm their litmus paper. I'm a pensioner. I'm living on the $830 plus the amount that the government will let me earn. And that's what eventually... we'll all be basically the same thing.
Is that a challenge, or how do you find that?
Well, I'm over budget every year. I've only done it for 18 months, and I've broken my budget every month since I've been.
But now that the first year's one-off settling in expenses are out of the way, managing on a fixed income should be pretty smooth sailing. And really, when you think about the arrangement from an economic perspective, it almost seems like a joke to be living any other way. I mean, they have everything. Is there anything missing?
We two would both like to have a man.
And I think I do miss meal company.
Yeah, well, it would be the icing on the cake.
Have you guys done any dating since you've been in this situation?
We think about it.
We think about it.
We talk about it.
Having gone the next
step. No, I didn't. It never happened, did it? He chickened out.
He did chicken out, yeah.
So we would like to have a partner person. But nobody to move in.
No.
They can come and stay as long as they do odd jobs. If the others didn't like him, I think then you'd have to get rid of them. You're not up to scratch the girl. I think guys should do it too.
You know.
I mean, in my work, I come across a lot of lonely old men and lonely old women living in a little Holmes West unit on their own. Sad. Nobody to look after them. And I think that if more people thought about communal living, that they could be a lot less lonely people in the world.
How long is this story? I'm 80. I have to plan.
Next week,
What's it like to live with your husband and three little boys in a third-floor bedsit apartment? The answer may surprise you.